Page 24. Read. Exercise 2B. Superpowers. They are not just for superheroes anymore.
Imagine a universe where people climb steel and glass skyscrapers as naturally as walking along the street. Nobody wears eyeglasses, as everyone has vision that is several times more powerful than yours or mine. And they operate machines using thoughts alone. If you think I'm talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, guess again. These superpowers are already available to normal humans. And more are on the way, thanks to some pioneering technologies. Climb like a gecko. Over 2,000 years ago, the climbing ability of the little gecko amazed the Greek philosopher Aristotle, who wrote that it could run up and down a tree in any way, even with the head downward. In fact, an adult gecko has a grip that can support up to 130 kilograms or 286 pounds. In 2002, scientists discovered the gecko's secret. Its feet are covered with thousands of tiny hair-like structures. Then, extending from the end of each one of those are approximately 1,000 more microscopic hairs that adhere to the bonds between molecules. Researchers have used the same principle to create climbing gloves that allow a person to scale sheer surfaces. Move over, Spider-Man! Anyone can be Iron Man. Tony Stark, the billionaire genius who becomes Iron Man, has a normal body and a weak heart. It's his high-tech exoskeleton that gives him his superpowers. Similarly, real-world exoskeletons greatly multiply the strength and endurance of the wearer, and there are countless applications. For example, in the shipbuilding and automobile industries, workers wearing exoskeletons effortlessly lift heavy sheets of steel. And in the military, exoskeletons allow soldiers to carry more and heavier equipment than ever before. While those state-of-the-art models are still bulky and ugly, sleek ones like a second skin made from lightweight materials are at the conceptual stage. Mind over matter. One of the superpowers of Jean Grey, perhaps the most powerful member of the X-Men team, is telekinesis. The power to manipulate matter in the world around her with her mind. In the real world, technology-aided telekinesis begins with recognizing the electrical signals our brains produce when we think different thoughts, such as on, off, go, stop, or the letters of the alphabet. A headset can detect these signals and convert them into commands via computer to operate a device or type words. This technology promises to enable humans to operate, telekinetically, computers and computer-equipped machines, including cars and appliances. It's also great news for physically disabled individuals who will be able to control not only wheelchairs, but also mechanical limbs with their thoughts. Other technological superpowers in development include uploading information directly to the brain, technology that renders objects invisible, and jetpacks to allow us to fly long distances airplane-free. Critics worry that such superpowers will give unfair advantages to those who have them. They fear this could become a new divide similar to the digital divide that has separated those with access to computers and internet technology and those without. That's why, as scientists and researchers create new superpowers, it's imperative that they make them accessible to everyone.